Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me live on the WBEN Troquhar College Lifeline, Republican strategist Carl Calabrese. First, Carl, I want to get to the flurry of appointments that have come from President-elect Trump. And maybe one of the biggest surprises, Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth, an Army combat veteran and Fox and Friends weekend host. Help us understand this pick.
Oh, it's a pick that has most people on both sides of the aisle kind of scratching their head. It came out of left field. No one saw it coming. He is a combat veteran. I believe he was awarded the Bronze Star for his service in Afghanistan. He has been very critical of the military for becoming too woke. He had a great quote once. He said, you know, if a soldier loses his or her rifle, they're immediately demoted. If a general loses a war and billions of dollars of equipment, nothing happens. So he certainly has an eye towards reform of the Defense Department and the, you know, the DEI ideology that has worked its way into the Defense Department. I think that's a good thing. But he's never run anything. So I think two things you're going to have to look at. First of all, who gets appointed as the deputy secretaries who are actually going to be doing the day-to-day implementation of new directions that Hegseth will launch, you know, obviously in accordance with what Trump wants. And the other thing to watch is this could be the most contentious Senate hearing for approval of this nominee. Already Democrats on the Armed Services Committee are saying, you know, this is a tough choice to defend, and they're going to really go after him. So I think there'll be fireworks around this appointment.
And then Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to lead the Department of Government Efficiency, which is a brand new office.
Yeah, you know, Susan, the federal government has gotten so big and so bureaucratic. It's no wonder why problems don't get solved, because what you find is for any given mission, for any given objective, there's 6, 7, 8 departments that kind of slice it up and take parts of it to deal with, which means every department has its own definition of success. Some departments are more efficient than others. Turf wars get involved. It's a mess. And so if there ever was an organization that needed major reform, it's the federal government. Now, can somebody do it? If you recall, when Bill Clinton first became president, he appointed Vice President Al Gore to head what was called the Reinventing Government Committee, which was based on a book of the same name for reforming government bureaucracy. A lot of recommendations, little to nothing ever came of that, because the bureaucracy is so big and so entrenched. You know, it really is a tough organization to move, because the bureaucrats say, you know, we're here for 20, 25 years. You folks may be here for 8 at the most. We can stymie everything. We can just outlast you. So it'll be very interesting, given the two personalities involved here, Ramaswamy and Musk, what they do, what they come up with. There'll be no lack of reform ideas. The question is, can they be implemented within a 4-year period?
You know, not all of the appointments will be subject to Senate confirmation. Cabinet secretaries, yes, but like a czar does not need input from lawmakers. That will be helpful to the president, right?
That's correct. That is correct. Any so-called czar is just an appointment by the president. They serve at the president's will and report to the president. But the other positions that he has appointed, you know, many of them will need approval of the Senate.
What do you make, Carl? We learned yesterday that the House will be in Republican control. First of all, not all media outlets are reporting it, just select ones that, you know, he got the the number that he needed, it's still going to go up or change because of, you know, races that haven't been called yet. But what do you make of, you know, having the House, the Senate, and the White House in Republican hands?
It's huge. It's huge. You know, if you think back, Trump's first term, he had for the first 2 years the Senate and the House. The problem was the Russia hoax. There were a lot of Republicans, especially in the Senate, who thought that might be real. And they were very, very hesitant to become too attached to Donald Trump and his agenda. That Russia hoax really, really hurt him. It was a ball and chain around his administration's ankle. Now it's a great opportunity. Hopefully the Republicans make the best of it and show the American people what a new direction looks like from what we've had under Democrat leadership and can retain both houses come 2026 with the next midterm. But, you know, it's a great opportunity, but if you blow it, there'll be a serious price to pay. And, you know, Susan, there's an old saying about the Republican Party. I, being a lifelong Republican, I can say this, and I've lived it. The Republican Party is the party that never misses an opportunity to miss an opportunity. So I just hope that the leadership works together, that they implement an agenda that they said they were going to implement when they ran for office, and they deliver for the American people. If they do, they will be rewarded at the polls going forward.
Does Trump have to be careful of who he chooses for some of these administrative posts because he could take away from the Republican majorities in these chambers? I'm thinking like Elise Stefanik, right?
Mm-hmm.
She'll be leaving her post. Marco Rubio will be leaving his.
Well, he has tapped actually five people so far, starting with J.D. Vance, who's a senator from Ohio. But if you look at where he's taken people from, you know, there's never a guarantee that a Republican will replace a Republican come next election. But he has taken them from safe states and or safe districts. Let's go through them. J.D. Vance, Ohio. Ohio has become a red state. Again, no guarantee that Republicans will retain the seat, but the governor will be able to appoint a successor, and that person will have the advantage of incumbency in a red state. You've got Mike Waltz, who's going to be the National Security Advisor. He comes from Florida's 6th Congressional District. He won his last election with 66% of the vote, and again, Florida is a very red state. Elise Stefanik is from New York 21. That's a Republican district that she won with 62% of the vote. And there's some very, very good, what I call A-list candidates who could succeed her. A Republican state senator, two Republican state assembly members, and the county executive of Rensselaer County, a guy named Steve McLaughlin. All of those people could be good candidates to succeed her. Then you got Marco Rubio, obviously another appointment from Florida, and Governor DeSantis will be able to appoint a successor who will enjoy some incumbency. And lastly, you got Kristi Noem, governor of South Dakota, a very red state. I don't see South Dakota electing a Democrat governor. So again, there's no guarantee in politics that you're going to win every election, but of these five that I look at, the Republicans certainly have very, very strong chances of retaining the seats from these folks who will be vacating to serve in the Trump administration.
Well, Carl, thank you so much.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.